Several moratoriums have been passed to halt the expansion of frac sand mining operations until local officials can study possible health and environmental effects. But a bill introduced in the state Senate looks to change how local governments pass future moratoriums. It sets a number of restrictions and conditions to be met before a moratorium can pass. Lawmakers want municipalities to get a written report from a certified engineer or health professional proving that a moratorium is needed. Representative Jim Steinecke of Kakana co-sponsored the bill. He says it's about creating standard practice and making it harder to pass unneeded moratoriums.
I don't believe municipalities should be able to come in and enact moratoriums that inhibit the ability of private property owners to develop their property the way they see fit, as long as there's not significant health or public safety reasons for doing so.
But Eau Claire County Board Supervisor Will Fantel doesn't like the restrictions. The county recently passed a six-month moratorium after a number of frac sand mining companies began prospecting there. He says these moratoriums are not frivolous.
This is a necessary element for us, certainly in Eau Claire County, allowing us to get our house in order and look at the best way we can protect our land, water, and citizens, and ensure that any mining that takes place is done with the county's interests in mind.
A similar bill restricting moratoriums was recently introduced in the Minnesota state legislature. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.